Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hugh Alexander. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Denny Galehouse. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mule Haas. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Tony Peete. Batting 8th. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kroner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Walker reaches second base with a double. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Radcliffe reaches third base with a triple. Walker scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hugh Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a line drive into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House can't make a play. That's a base hit. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Lee reaches third base with a triple. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denny Gailhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry bunts towards third. Pete fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pete. Pitlock scores. Gailhaus moves to third. Larry moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0-for-1 in the game. Croner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gailhaus scores. Larry moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Alexander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hugh Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hale moves to second. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Galehouse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. Pitlock moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Pitlock moves to third. Galehouse moves to second. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alexander. Appling reaches second base with a double. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete hits a line drive into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hugh Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Galehouse fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Galehouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to third. Galehouse moves to second. John Croner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Croner is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Croner takes first base on ball 4. Pitlock scores. Galehouse moves to third. Larry moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Galehouse scores. Larry moves to third. Croner moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trosky strikes out. 2 outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry scores. Croner moves to third. Averill moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Hugh Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Campbell now playing right field. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Indians. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Soltis. Appling reaches second base with a double. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Pete strikes out. 2 outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gailhouse is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Gailhouse strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes bunts in front of the plate. Pitlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Mike Krivic batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Croner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got two RBIs. Croner hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Brown, and towards Hayes, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Appling reaches second base with a double. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. One out. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Peete takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Appling scores. Two outs. It's 7-6, Indians. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Jackie Hayes. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Croner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.